Chapter 15. The brown fresh sailor fellow, and his handsome wife. Nor anyone among them. To have missed the dinner would have been to miss as jolly, and as stout a meal as man need eat, and to have missed the overflowing cups in which they drank the wedding day, would have been the greatest miss of all. After dinner, Caleb sang the song about the sparkling bowl. As I'm a living man, hoping to keep so, for a year or two, he sang it through. And, by the by, a most unlooked for incident occurred, just as he finished the last verse. There was a tap at the door, and a man came staggering in, without saying with your leave, or by your leave, with something heavy on his head. Setting this down in the middle of the table, symmetrically in the center of the nuts and apples, he said, apostrophe Mr. Tackleton's compliments, and as he hasn't got no use for the cake himself, perhaps he'll eat it. Apostrophe, and with those words, he walked off. There was some surprise among the company, as you may imagine. Mrs. Fielding, being a lady of infinite discernment, suggested that the cake was poisoned, and related a narrative of a cake, which, within her knowledge, had turned a seminary for young ladies blue. But she was overruled by acclamation, and the cake was cut by May, with much ceremony and rejoicing. I don't think anyone had tasted it, when there came another tap at the door, and the same man appeared again, having under his arm a vast brown paper parcel. Apostrophe Mr. Tackleton's compliments, and he sent a few toys for the babby. They ain't ugly. Apostrophe, after the delivery of which expressions, he retired again. The whole party would have experienced great difficulty in finding words for their astonishment, even if they had had ample time to seek them. But they had none at all, for the messenger had scarcely shut the door behind him, when there came another tap, and Tackleton himself walked in. Apostrophe Mrs. Peerybingle. Apostrophe apostrophe said the toy merchant, hat in hand. I'm sorry. I'm more sorry than I was this morning. I have had time to think of it. John Peerybingle. I'm sour by disposition, but I can't help being sweetened, more or less, by coming face to face with such a man as you. Caleb. This unconscious little nurse gave me a broken hint last night, of which I have found the thread. I blush to think how easily I might have found you and your daughter to me, and what a miserable idiot I was, when I took her for one. Friends, one and all, my house is very lonely tonight. I have not so much as a cricket on my hearth. I have scared them all away. Be gracious to me, let me join this happy party. Apostrophe apostrophe, he was at home in 5 minutes. You never saw such a fellow. What had he been doing with himself all his life, never to have known, before, his great capacity of being jovial? Or what had the fairies been doing with him, to have effected such a change? John, you won't send me home this evening, will you? Apostrophe whispered Dot. He had been very near it though. There wanted but one living creature, to make the party complete. And, in the twinkling of an eye, there he was, very thirsty with hard running, and engaged in hopeless endeavors, to squeeze his head into a narrow pitcher. He had gone with the cart to its journey's end, very much disgusted with the absence of his master, and stupendously rebellious to the deputy. After lingering about the stable for some little time, vainly attempting to incite the old horse to the mutinous act of returning on his own account, he had walked into the tap room, and laid himself down before the fire. But suddenly yielding to the conviction that the deputy was a humbug, and must be abandoned, he had got up again, turned tail, and come home. There was a dance in the evening. With which general mention of that recreation, I should have left it alone, if I had not some reason to suppose that it was quite an original dance, and one of a most uncommon figure. It was formed in an odd way, in this way. Edward, that sailor fellow, a good free-dashing sort of a fellow he was, had been telling them various marvels concerning parrots, and mines, and Mexicans, and gold dust, when all at once he took it in his head to jump up from his seat, and propose a dance, for Bertha's harp was there, and she had such a hand upon it as you seldom hear. Dot, sly little piece of affectation, when she chose, said her dancing days were over, I think because the carrier was smoking his pipe, and she liked sitting by him, best. Mrs. Fielding had no choice, of course, but to say her dancing days were over, after that, and everybody said the same, except May. May was ready. So, May and Edward got up, amid great applause, to dance alone, and Bertha plays her liveliest tune. Well, if you'll believe me, they have not been dancing 5 minutes, when suddenly the carrier flings his pipe away, takes Dot round the waist, dashes out into the room, and starts off with her, toe and heel, quite wonderfully. Tackleton no sooner sees this, than he skims across to Mrs. Fielding, takes her round the waist, and follows suit. Old Dot no sooner sees this, than up he is, all alive, whisks off Mrs. Dot in the middle of the dance, and is the foremost there. Caleb no sooner sees this, than he clutches Tilly Slowboy by both hands, and goes off at score. Miss Slowboy, firm in the belief, that diving oddly in among the other couples, and effecting any number of concussions with them, is your only principle of footing it. Hark, how the cricket joins the music with its chirp, 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 and how the kettle hums. Asterisk, 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 but what is this? Even as I listen to them, blithely, and turn towards Dot, for one last glimpse of a little figure very pleasant to me, she and the rest have vanished into air, and I am left alone. A cricket sings upon the hearth. A broken child's toy lies upon the ground. And nothing else remains. Asterisk, 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 end of the Project Gutenberg ebook, The Cricket on the Hearth, asterisk, 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 this file should be named TCOTH11, TXT or TCOTH11. Zip corrected editions of our ebooks, get a new number, TCOTH12. TXT versions based on separate sources get new letter, TCOTH10ATXT. Project Gutenberg ebooks are often created from several printed editions, all of which are confirmed as public domain in the US, unless a copyright notice is included. Thus, we usually do not keep ebooks in compliance with any particular paper edition. We are now trying to release all our ebooks 1 year in advance of the official release dates, leaving time for better editing. Please be encouraged to tell us about any error or corrections, even years after the official publication date. Please note neither this listing nor its contents are final till midnight of the last day of the month of any such announcement. The official release date of all Project Gutenberg ebooks is at midnight, Central Time, of the last day of the stated month. A preliminary version may often be posted for suggestion, comment and editing by those who wish to do so. Most people started our websites at http Gutenberg net or http promo net page. These websites include award-winning information about Project Gutenberg, including how to donate, how to help produce our new ebooks, and how to subscribe to our email newsletter free. Dot, those of you who want to download any ebook before announcement can get to them as follows, and just download by date. This is also a good way to get them instantly upon announcement, as the indexes our catalogers produce obviously take a while after an announcement goes out in the Project Gutenberg newsletter. HTTP www.biblio or Gutenberg ETEXT04FTP. FTP. Biblio. Org Pub Docs Books Gutenberg ETEXT04 or ETEXT03020109998979695949392921 or 90. Just search by the first 5 letters of the file name you want, as it appears in our newsletters. Information about Project Gutenberg, one page. We produce about $2 million for each hour we work. The time it takes us, a rather conservative estimate, is 50 hours to get any ebook selected, entered, proofread, edited, copyright searched and analyzed. The copyright letters written, etc. Our projected audience is 100 million readers. If the value per text is nominally estimated at $1, then we produce $2 million per hour in 2002 as we release over 100 new text files per month. 1240 more ebooks in 2001 for a total of 4,000 plus we are already on our way to trying for 2,000 more ebooks in 2002. If they reach just 1-2% of the world's population then the total will reach over half a trillion ebooks given away by year's end. The goal of Project Gutenberg is to give away 1 trillion ebooks. This is 10,000 titles each to 100 million readers, which is only about 4% of the present number of computer users. Here is the briefest record of our progress. Asterisk means estimated. Colon, ebooks year month, 1971 July 10 1991 January 100 1994 January 1000 1997 August 1500 1998 October 2000 1999 December 2500 2000 December 3000 2001 November 4000 2001 October November 6000 2002 DECEMBER asterisk 9000 2003 NOVEMBER asterisk 10000 2004 JANUARY asterisk the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation has been created to secure a future for Project Gutenberg into the next millennium. We need your donations more than ever. As of February 2002, contributions are being solicited from people and organizations in Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Connecticut, Delaware, District of Columbia, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. We have filed in all 50 states now, but these are the only ones that have responded. As the requirements for other states are met, additions to this list will be made, and fundraising will begin in the additional states. Please feel free to ask to check the status of your state. In answer to various questions we have received on this, we are constantly working on finishing the paperwork to legally request donations in all 50 states. If your state is not listed, and you would like to know if we have added it since the list you have, just ask. While we cannot solicit donations from people in states where we are not yet registered, we know of no prohibition against accepting donations from donors in these states who approach us with an offer to donate. International donations are accepted, but we don't know anything about how to make them tax deductible, or even if they can be made deductible, and don't have the staff to handle it, even if there are ways. Donations by check or money order may be sent to Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, PMB 113-1739 University Avenue, Oxford, MS 38655-4109. Contact us if you want to arrange for a wire transfer or payment method other than by check or money order. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation has been approved by the U.S. Internal Revenue Service as a 501(c)(3) organization with an employee identification number 64622154. Donations are tax deductible to the maximum extent permitted by law. As fundraising requirements for other states are met, additions to this list will be made, and fundraising will begin in the additional states. We need your donations more than ever. You can get up-to-date donation information online at http://www.gutenberg.net/donation. HTML, *. If you can't reach Project Gutenberg, you can always email directly to michaelshart@tobox.com > prof. Hart will answer or forward your message. We would prefer to send you information by email. *. The legal small print *. 3 pages. *. The small print. *. For public domain EBOOKS *. Why is this small print statement here? You know, lawyers. They tell us you might sue us if there is something wrong with your copy of this ebook, even if you got it for free from someone other than us, and even if what's wrong is not our fault. So, among other things, this small print statement disclaims most of our liability to you. It also tells you how you may distribute copies of this ebook if you want to. You use or read this ebook by using or reading any part of this Project Gutenberg TM Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.